Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hi, how are you, Cindy?
Good, thanks.
Salamat sa iyong oras.
Siyempre.
Oo. Actually, Cindy, kasama natin si Dan. May problema lang sa kabilang linya, no? Inaayos natin. Pero ngayon, ay para hindi masayang yung oras, tayo ay magsisimula ng mag-usap. So, actually, nabigay ko yung background ng story, pero gusto namin mas malaman pa from you kung ano talaga yung kwento ng iyong love story with this guy na itago na lang natin sa pangalang
Kobe
Bryant. Okay.
Kobe.
Sige, Cindy.
Sobrang random.
Oo. Sige, Cindy. So, ano yung kwento? Sige.
So, I've known Kobe for nearly a year. So, sige, sabihin na natin. It was through Tinder. Mm-hmm. And yes, during the pandemic. So, last year. And as you know, mechanics ng Tinder is you chat for weeks or like you chat to each other every day and then you decide to meet up. And then right off the bat, I could tell he was really different because our chats are really friendly.
Mm.
You know, talking to your barkada, hindi siya usual yung Tinder date, yung Tinder guy is may innuendos agad.
Yeah.
Or he would have sexual remarks. So wala siya nung, so I thought, oh, this guy is really different.
Mm.
So first, I really liked him. And we started dating around May. So, if you remember, March was the lockdown.
Okay.
And then around May, nag-ease na yung lockdown here sa Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So, from there, we started to establish a routine. So, we see each other only 2 to 3 times a week. And at this point, I was thinking to myself, tama ba to? Dapat ba every weekend ba kami nakikita? Dapat ba every day? Kasi parang yun yung normal mong nakasanayan when you're a couple.
Yeah.
So, ayun na, nag-build na yung mga thoughts inside my head. And then, there was this one public holiday where I was alone. And he would, again, nandun na naman ako sa holiday na yun, bakit hindi kami magkasama?
Mm-hmm.
So, I started to make muni-muni and I thought, I love the consistency of our relationship and the fact that we never fight. As in the 7 months that we're dating, hindi talaga kami nag-aaway. So now my concern is that, are we getting stronger?
Mm-hmm.
I've never met his friends, for example. And I think the bigger issue that I have is, we don't actually make plans for the future. And at this age, it's a really concerning point for me. My problem now is I don't know how to bring it up in a non-destructive, non-critical way. Kasi ayoko din naman maging sound like a nagger.
Mm-mm. Wait, how old are you, Cindy?
I'm 35.
35, marrying age na. So yung partner mo ay anong, what's his age?
So he's 37.
Oy, Dan, are you back?
I am. So
ayun.
Sobrang
nakikinig
sobrang
na.
Sobrang lakas nung dating ni Cindy from North Sydney.
Mm.
Parang naputo yung connection ko. Parang may wave yung intensity. Pero, ayun, narinig ko nga yung kanyang kwento at medyo may background ng konti. No? So, quarantine, narinig ko yung age din nila. Medyo nag-date na rin sila and medyo maraming beses na rin in a week. And yung pag mga holidays and all that, minsan hindi kayo magkasama. Tama, no, Cindy? So,
Klaro,
yung mga tanong.
Oh, klaruhin lang natin, itong partner mo ba, Cindy, ay Filipino-Australian or white Australian?
So, he's white Australian.
Okay.
Pareho pala kami, no?
Hindi.
Alam mo, may tawag dyan. Actually, may term pala, Claudette.
Mm.
Alaman ko lang na yung pag hindi ka pinapakilala, hindi mo alam kung nasaan kayo, pocketing yung tawag. Yung term.
Pocket.
As in, bulsa.
Okay.
Oo. So, pocketing yung tawag dyan na your partner's pocketing you, sort of, like keeping you in the pocket, hindi ka pinapakilala sa family or friends.
Ah, pocketing yeah. As in bulsa.
Yes.
Oh.
Parang yun yata yung parang tamang term doon. Pero, ngayon ko lang din alaman. Pero, ayun, mukhang natanong mo na lahat, Claudette, kasi kung ako tatanong mo, break na yan eh. So, diretsahan ako, alam mo na kausap. Hindi. Hindi. Maraming reason.
Go, Dan.
Sorry.
Go.
Ayun, tatanong ko lang kay Cindy, no? Cindy, ganong katagal na ulit na ganito yung sitwasyon? At ganong katagal ka na napapaisip na, teka, saan ba papunta to?
So, 7 months na. So 7 months of knowing him as a him as a person. So we were not friends prior to, obviously, prior to Tinder.
Okay. So, kasi sa perspective ko naman, no, hindi naman ako eksperto pagdating sa pag-ibig, pero based on my experience, mahalaga yung communication kasi, no, dapat nag-usap kayo, dapat maging honest ka din sa feelings mo o kung ano man yung nararamdaman mo, kaysa sa, bottle up mo lang siya na baka bigla kang sumabog one day, hindi mo nasasabi sa kanya yung gusto mong sabihin or nasabi mo in a as you said, no, in a critical way. So I think it's best na siguro i-jot down kung gusto mo talagang point to point talaga i-jot down mo ano yung mga issues mo or like ano yung concerns mo, let's say concerns mo, and then present it to him like in a very nice way ang pag-uusap ninyo na ito yung mga concern ko, ano ba yung estado natin, saan ba ito papunta, kasi syempre at your age, no, sa edad ninyo dapat nag-uusap na kayo ng mga more mature na mga bagay, hindi ba?
Tama, I agree.
Pero sa akin, alam mo, Claudette, well, tama yung sinabi mo eh, pero feeling ko may tinatago yan eh, kung ayaw kang pakilala. 7 months, ano yan, mag-anniversary na kayo? Napanood ko na yan eh.
Oh,
hindi naman sa inaano ko dati. Kasi dati meron din ako nakita na ayaw nga magpa-picture eh. Social media, hindi rin bawal din mag-post or malaman na magkasama kayo. Hindi naman kaya, ewan ko, exclusive ba yung kayong dalawa? Exclusively dating ba kayo?
So, exclusive naman. And nakakatawa like when I ask him about it. Kasi ko, open relationship ba tayo? So instead of saying, hindi exclusive tayo, he went like, hindi, we are in a non-open relationship.
So exclusive.
And then yung issue ko about the terminology talaga, medyo ano ko, particular ako, and like, I can't get him to say that. So yun.
Okay.
So yes, exclusive naman, I think, exclusive. It's just that he didn't say that word. He said, non-open.
Sorry, ako magtatanong, Claudette, kasi with like, kunyari, sa babae, okay. Sa'yo ba, big deal ba yun? Bawa nag-date pa lang kayo, ipakilala ka na after some time, ilang months, meron bang ganung sort of like blanket rule na dapat by 3 months, kailala na to ng parents? Iba, dinadala sa bahay, kailala sa kaibigan. Sa'yo ba? Ano bang pwede mong ano kay Cindy?
Well, wala naman talagang blanket rule na talagang after 5 months kailangan ipakilala niya na ako sa parents. Pero ano yun siya? Parang basehan or proof yun na seryoso yung lalaki sa'yo kasi inintroduce ka sa family niya. Meaning, meron pa siyang may intention siya na siguro pakasalan ka o mag-level up pa inyong relationship. In my case, pinakilala ako kasi long distance LDR kami, long distance relationship kami ng aking husband noon. That was like 6-7 years ago. So via ano lang din, online ko lang na meet yung kanyang family. Mm-hmm. Pero nandun yung intention talaga na, you know, oh, this is my sister. Pinapakilala niya na yung family niya sa akin. Parang in-orient niya na ako about his mom, about his sister. So parang, ay, seryoso siya. Parang merong future. Parang ganun yung naisip ko that time.
Okay. So, pag gusto talaga may paraan eh. Yung nakikita ko, sorry, Cindy, no? Medyo dito mag-agree talaga ako kay Claudette about yung papakilala yun. Kasi kung gusto, kahit online, yun mo, pinakilala nga eh. Diba?
Oh, pero consider natin, Dan, ha? Iba-iba naman yung lalaki. I mean, like, they have their different, you know, they see things differently. Like, sa husband ko, iba siya. Iba din itong boyfriend ni Cindy. Diba? Hindi naman pwede nating lahatin ang mga lalaki. Baka meron din siyang hinihintay na perfect timing. Diba?
At baka ngayon na yun. Pwede na yun. Alam mo, mga surprise na mabigla may, pag narinig mo na yung 105, sorry kung makatakot. Baka bigla may mga proposal eh. Yung mga ganon, di ba? Baka surprise ka mamaya, bigla may dance mob or flash mob. Cindy, may tatanong lang ako, sorry. Meron na ba kayong parang tawagan? Or parang yung term of like endearment?
Wala kaming tawagan. Walang anything like that. But, ang funny thing is that hindi din namin tinatawag yung isa't isa ng first name. Which is, hindi ko siya tinatawag na, hey Kobe, hindi niya rin ako tinatawag ng hey Chrissy. So, I think in that sense, nafe-feel ko na, okay, pag tinawag mo kasi ako ng Cindy,
yeah.
Na-feel ko na. Ah, parang friend lang.
Friend zone, oh no.
So, the fact na hindi niya ginagawa yun.
Mm-hmm.
So parang, yes.
Kampante ka.
Kampante naman.
So, Cindy, ano ba yung usually yung laman ng mga conversations niyo? Like, ano yung pinag-uusapan niyo? Saan kayo pumupunta? Ano yung mga dates niyo?
Okay, so pareho kasi kami ng background. So we're both in IT. Mm-hmm. So usually it's really just about work. Tapos like on weekends when we see each other, ayun na, parang kinukwento niya sa akin like how his family is doing, ako rin, like kilala ko yung kumbaga character sa family niya and like their profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do usually, yung normal lang, Netflix, mag-walk around, park, bushwalking, kumain sa labas, normal, boring couple activities.
Naging intimate na ba kayo ng iyong ka-partner or casual lang?
Well, yes. Intimate naman.
Intimate na sila. Oo.
Pero syempre as a girl, kailangan ko ng confirmation din from his end, which is my problem kasi hindi ko nga siya makausap.
Ano ba yung ano ba yung nag-hinder sa pag-uusap na yon? May takot ka ba? May fear ka na baka ma-reject or baka ina-anticipate mo na magiging negative yung answer niya? Parang ganun.
That's right. Parang ano kasi ako, overthinker ako. Ah. So I think na, yun na, kapag bringing up ko to, pwedeng ang maging result is, yun na, negative. And I feel like I will rock the boat and I don't want to rock the boat by bringing this up.
Mm-hmm. So, nandun yung fear. Feeling ko nasa dikna siya ako that tatanungin ko ba, and risk it, it's 50-50, pwede niya sagutin na yes, I want to parang, you know, level up yung relationship or marinig niya yung truth na sorry eh. Parang ganito
lang. Hanggang dito lang. Oo. It's just a fling. It's not the real thing. Kumbaga.
Alam mo, ang dami nag-comment, kahit mga kakilala ko na nakikinig ngayon natin sa Australia. Sabi, nako, team Kobe kami. Kay kuya kami. Sabi, dito ah. Ito kahit mga kababayan. Sabi, feeling namin, nag-overthink ka lang si Cindy. Sabi, and bigyan mo ng time. Mga 7 years pa. Yung tagal pa.
Diyos ko, 40 na siya, friend, nung time na yon.
Hindi. Pero, ayun. Level of intimacy, sorry, quickly lang, Cindy, tanong ko lang. Kasi tinanong ni Claudette kung gano'n kayo ka-intimate. Meron na ba kayong conversations na at least mas seryoso? Ano yung pinaka-seryoso yung usapan? Na feeling mo, sige, dahil so, go hold on pa rin ako, baka may mangyari sa amin, magiging seryoso.
Okay, so feeling ko yung serious lang. Kasi nga, like I said in the beginning, para lang kaming barkada, di ba? Na, like more than a barkada, pero less than an official couple together. Kasi nga, walang terminology. So yung pinag-usapan namin, yan, normal, yun nga, friendly chat, ganyan. Pero yung pinaka-seryoso, when I brought up the topic about his ex, kasi parang I discovered he was still talking to his ex, like at the beginning of... Kasi ko, wait, ano ba to? Seryoso ka ba? Kasi if you just have one foot sa akin, tas one foot in your past, parang aalis na lang ako kasi like I am not into this.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos in-explain niya na, actually, akala ko mag-go away yung friendship namin ng ex ko. So hindi ko sa'yo re-reveal na friends pa rin kami kasi akala ko like as time progresses, yun, parang matitigil naman. Kasi parang hindi ko maintindihan bakit sila friends pa. In-explain niya sa akin na seryoso naman ako sa'yo. I really like you kung ano yung pinakita ko sa'yo, kung ano yung mga sinasabi ko yun. Lahat totoo. So, yeah. To answer your question, Papa Dan, yun na yung pinaka-seryoso naming usap.
About ex? Okay.
Kaya ako nag-hold on na, this might be really something what's between us. Pero, like, yung in terms of yung plan for the future, ano yung endgame? Nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na ganitong stage at this age? Walang ganun eh. So, concerning pa. Walang plan in the future.
Alam mo, Cindy, diretsuhin mo na. Diretsuhin mo na siya. Huwag mo nang patagalin. Kasi bagay. Ka, nagsasuffer ka lang, like waiting, ano ba, kailan ba, kailan, parang ganon. So parang, huwag mo nang patagalin. I mean, like, harapin mo na lang whatever negative o positive man yung response, ano man yun, at least natanong mo at matatahimik ka, at peace ka, and you can move forward.
Bagay. Pero sayang din kasi, Claudette, eh. Kasi baka pag tinanong naman na, baka bilang last date na pala, last conversation na, hindi naman ako kabahan. Sorry, hindi naman ako ano, ah. Pero
may tanong si Cindy.
Sige.
So from perspective ng guy, so ikaw Papa Dan, ano yung impression if like a guy or if a girl, sorry, brings up that kind of conversation? Turn off ba siya or ano yung pwede mong maging
Sorry. Good question. Tingin ko Cindy, Claudette, merong factor yung culture. So sabi mo, kasi sa Pilipino, normally tayo, syempre, yung family tayo, syempre, yung pamilya talaga importante.
That's right.
So, tayo pag Pinoy, ako, papakilala ko, syempre, di ba? Parang siguraduhin mo muna na hindi ka mapapahiya din and all that. Pero mas malaking chance, kaibigan muna and then family. Or minsan, parang vice versa. Pero pag iba yung lahi, syempre, hindi natin masyadong alam, hindi natin kabisado eh. Baka sa kanila kasi, pag pinakilala mo agad sa friends, parang big deal na yun sa kanila eh.
That's right.
Diba? So, yun yung tingin ko. Kung sa lalaki, posibleng ganun. On the other end, pwede rin na, well, may tinatago ako. Pwede rin naman na, wala, relax lang muna. Hindi pa ako sure eh. Wala pa ako makitang dahilan to, like, you know, take it like seriously or sagutin yung mga tanong niya. Iniiwasan ba niya yung mga tanong mo na ganito or mga paramdam mo na, uy, baka seryoso na tayo or girlfriend o ganyan. Kasi ayun eh, parang ngayon mas okay pa yata na feeling boyfriend yung feeling kaysa ano yun, nang wala lang. So, ayun, tingin ko yung culture, malaking ano eh, may malaking part doon. Kung sa lalaki, magkakaiba-iba talaga. Pero yung kultura pakakabigil sa kanya yun. Agad, baka feeling mo, ano yun, pag pinakalala mo sa friend, yun na. Sorry?
Hindi niya ba isipin na nagmamadali ako masyado if I confronted him na, uy, ano ba tayo? Or, kailan mo ba ako papakilala? Baka sabihin niya, uy, bakit?
Mag-one year
na? Ang tagal na?
Ang tagal na ng 7, to be honest. Medyo matagal yung 7. Ewan ko, pinin ko ang pwede mong gawin, try mo lang na i-try. Tingin mo lang pag-usapan, like, serious conversations. Kung lumalayo, medyo magigets mo na. Tama ba, no, Claudette?
Oo, correct. Oo, kung masyado siyang, umaatras siya, parang passive siya about it, alam na, girl, na he's not the one. So, at least i-open up mo ng dahan-dahan sa kanya kung ayaw mo siyang diretsuhin. Uy, may nag-comment. Cindy, sabi niya, from Joanne, hiwalayan na niya, move forward. Nako, wow, nakakalito, no?
Ayaw mo ba yun? Uy,
kanya-kanyang komento talaga mula sa ating mga tagapakinig. Pero sana, Cindy, nalinawan ka. Although, magkaiba yung mga perspektibo, no, ng iyong mga nakausap ngayon. Pero hopefully, maging guide ito sa iyo. Of course, we wish you all the best sa iyong love life, of course.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.